Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, this is Stacia Martindale, French and History graduate from the University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus. On this day, April 25th, 1876, during the Confederation Rebellion, mass plunder occurred on multiple estates across the parish of St. George. Evidence of this incident was documented in a letter to the editor of the Agricultural Reporter and penned by a soldier. The soldier explained that on that morning, the cottage estate owned by Mr. Yard was greeted by a group of insurgents. Destruction soon followed, with these individuals plundering the plantation, taking pigs, sheep, and more. Upon seeing them approach, a message was immediately sent to Gun Hill Signal Station to detach the troops and put an end to the rebellion. In the meanwhile, the insurgents left Cottage and proceeded on to Grove's plantation, and then to Applewaite's, where they again went about plundering, this time the home of the manager, even taking furniture. It was at this point that the troops arrived and proceeded to subdue the disturbance. The officer in command accompanying the soldiers was then requested to act as justice of the peace and to read the insurgents the Riots Act. Surprisingly, he refused to do so, leaving the troops with no other choice but to return to their barracks. The state of the racial climate in Barbados was made clear by the response of the very soldier who penned the letter. He described the action of the officer in command as buffoonery, and he went on to implore whether the governor could not find or select a man to send with these troops instead of this poor imbecile. In doing so, the soldier failed to understand the evident frustrations of the insurgents. Their resort to destruction was just a glimpse into the difficult lives of the vast majority of the Barbadian population during this period. Despite the abolition of slavery almost 40 years prior, little had been done by way of improving the socio-economic lives of Afro-Barbadians. Instead, many were living in poverty and no doubt suffering from hunger, hence their decision to take livestock. Meanwhile, the planter class, determined to uphold social and racial inequality in society, continued to live comfortably. Therefore, it is not shocking that such an unrest occurred across plantations in St. George on this day, April 25, 1876.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus.